The Hot Shot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Wanna pop shit? I pop clips, bitch. I put my dick on your lips. Alabama split hammer slay quick that David Banner, damn array shit. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips.
Hey, it's 9:30. We're the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
And this is Pop Clips.
Man, that was a dramatic pop pause.
Clips. Pop Clips. You know, I'm a little off this week because I'm just so excited about Christmas and
Fucking Christmas.
Yep.
Love wasting money.
Well, I got like awesome. I got like $30 left to spend to my next check next week. So
yeah, that's enough for gas, food, lodging.
I already filled up my tank, so I'll fill up. Usually lasts me 2 weeks. So
you're a lucky man, not me.
Or it depends on if I go anywhere. I'm not really going anywhere.
Well, you have a new car, so you're like really good on gas mileage. I have a like 6-cylinder, and my car is from 2003.
But you don't drive that many places, do you?
I drive.
All right. How many miles away would you say is the furthest you drive in a given week from your home?
I don't know, 500 miles.
Like that song. I would walk 500.
Well, I drive. I wouldn't walk 500 miles.
That seems stupid to me. I mean, there's lots of other forms of transportation.
I'd take the bus if I had to. I'm going to walk?
Yeah.
I mean, and if... Like, that's a lot. Like, on a treadmill, I might, like, walk 1 mile. I'm going to 500? How long would that take?
To walk 500 miles? Huh. Well, if you figure... walking a mile is probably like, what, 10, 12 minutes?
Well, I don't know.
We'll be conservative and say it takes you 12 minutes to walk a mile.
Okay.
So 12 times 500 equals 6,000 minutes.
Divide that by 60?
And that's 60 minutes 100 hours.
100 hours, huh? So that's like...
Divided by 24 is 4 days. I didn't have to use a calculator for that.
Yeah, you didn't really need to.
Oh, I just used a calculator for everything. 2 plus 2, let me check my calculator.
Listen, I know the answer, but let me just... I'm on a, you know, confirm.
So 4 days, that's not bad. So I can walk to...
Meanwhile, though, that's not 4 days straight, because you're not just walking for 4 days.
So you could walk from here to New York City in 4 days.
Yeah, I think I could.
Well, nope. So it'd probably take like a week.
I wouldn't rest. I'd eat while I walk.
How much rest do you think you need?
A hell of a lot.
You need a really good pair of shoes, too.
Oh, my God. I'd get blisters on my feet if I... Oh, my God.
I would do it in the spring or the fall. Because early spring... Or late spring, early fall. Because summer, you'd be dying.
No,
winter, you'd be
dead of winter. That's when I do it. I like to challenge myself.
You know what sucks? You know, we play outdoor games at my work for break. And it was like in the high 30s the one day we were playing.
Fuck that.
Like, your body's really good at keeping you warm when you're doing, like, sports.
Yeah.
But when you come in, your body's not good at coming in from the cold to the heat. Like, the heat for the cold, it can do. But it's, like, because your body's, like, so, like...
Well, when you know, your body's generating heat. You're outside. Keeps you warm. Listen, that's how it keeps you alive.
Yeah. So when you come in, it hurts. Like, you get, like, these headaches. And, like, it doesn't feel good to come in from the cold. Remember when you were a kid, you come in, you couldn't feel your fucking hands?
I'd put my hands like in hot water.
Or I'd go by the heater vent and just like put them up there. Or I'd stick them in my mom's pants.
Or your mom's cleavage.
Yeah, yeah. That'd work too. Or the oven. Or like right in like a
flame. You'd climb in the oven. Oh my God, it's so cold. Mom, open up the oven. Oh, yeah.
Move this meatloaf. I gotta get in.
You had a weird family.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway,
that's true.
Do we have clips today, or what's going on here?
This is
Pop Clips, right?
We do have we have some clips, so.
So, let's get started.
Oh my God, is it the Fear of Fashion, you piece of shit?
That's your Let's Get Started clip.
So, let's get started.
Good morning, Phil Gotis. How you doing this morning?
Do you just have clips of all of them saying like one-liners?
Yeah, I'm trying to get
Mish Gab Buchanan here. So let's get started.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
So let's get started.
All right.
I'm not an attention seeker.
You made your pop clip soundboard.
Yeah, why not? Okay. I gotta get some more.
You gotta work on the levels because Scott Buchanan's a little low compared to the other ones.
I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. Speaking of the attention seeker, she hasn't really. She
I'm
just,
not an attention seeker.
Sorry, all right, sorry, yeah. Sorry. He's off.
Speaking of her, who's not an attention seeker, she doesn't want any attention at all.
That's why I'm on YouTube.
She hasn't put out any new talking videos, but she did put out a new song the other day. She put out "Born This Way" by Lady Gaga, and it could be the worst cover she's ever done.
Really? Okay.
It's pretty bad.
Let's hear it.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M.
What?
Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby.
What?
What is she doing?
By the way...
Why does it sound so shitty, too?
By the way, at the bottom of this video, it says, I like the lyrics to this song. I was bullied all my life.
Plus, oh, this again.
I was bullied all my life, plus recently. It needs to stop. Bullies make me sick. And she disabled comments for this video.
Oh, surprise.
My mama told me when I was young, we are born superstars.
Your mother's fucking wrong.
She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in the glass of her bond door.
This Madonna?
There's nothing wrong Lady with Gaga. Loving who you
Sounds
are.
Sounds like Madonna, though, right?
Well, Lady Gaga is basically Madonna.
Yeah.
Musically.
So hold your head up, girl, you'll go far.
I mean, this is just awful.
Listen
yeah.
to me when I say, I'm beautiful in my way, cause God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born.
Whatever.
This way.
Shut the fuck up.
God doesn't make any mistakes, Mark.
Yeah, I know. That's why he created terrorists. He has his reasons. Don't ask me. Ask him. I don't know. Shooting shit up, that's part of the plan, I guess.
That shit really annoys me. Like, it's God's plan.
He doesn't make mistakes. That's,
stupid.
The Holocaust? Listen, I mean, that's what God wanted. The man gets what the man wants, right? He wanted the Holocaust.
So, in other Kimberly news, she does have... Even though I said she didn't have new videos, she does.
Fucking liar.
By the way, I think she disabled comments for all her videos.
Yeah, man. Because she's sick of people having opinions
mm-hmm.
that don't say...
They're just jealous,
Oh, my
Mark.
God, you're so talented. Oh, you sound so good. I wish I could sing like shit.
Anyways, this is she's doing a GoFundMe.
I want to do a Go Fuck Me.
I don't know what the fundraiser is for.
Can I start that? Go Fuck Me? And it's a fund to send me like to the Bunny Ranch or something. Wouldn't that be fun?
It could.
Yeah.
Anyways, here's her Go. I don't know, see if she explains why she needs a GoFundMe. Hold on.
I'm waiting.
Hold on,
Kimberly. Jesus Christ.
Hey, my name is Kim, and I have a GoFundMe, and I'm making a
Did you
a
say goof
for,
on me?
A fundraiser.
GoFundMe sounds like goof on me.
It sounds like she said goof on me?
GoFundMe is almost goof on me.
Yeah.
My friend Kayla's gonna help me. Because I'm really tired. And I have a GoFundMe.
Goof on me, okay.
I'm making a cause for
You're making
a fundraiser.
A cause?
My friend Kayla's gonna help me.
Okay, she's making a cause for a fundraiser, and her friend Kayla's gonna help her. What does that fucking mean?
Yeah, so far I'm not following, but okay.
Alright, gotta pay attention. Listen up.
Cause I'm really tired of bullies.
She wants to buy a pillow. Cause I'm really tired.
I was just recently told to go kill myself. That I'm worthless and all that stuff.
They're entitled
and
to their
you know
opinions.
Words hurt, and I want to take a stand. Bullying needs to stop.
Why do you need $300 for this then? I don't understand. That's why she's going for $300 on GoFundMe, by the way.
I say...
She just lofty
Go from the other direction. It's not bullying that needs to stop. It's you who needs to stop reacting so strongly to it.
Who gives a fuck what some random person on the internet
Someone
says?
Tells you to go fuck yourself, you say, fuck you to you, sir, and then you move on with your life. You let that shit destroy you. I say the problem is with you.
I'm
almost 23
years old. I don't
Assholes
need to deal
exist.
With bullies anymore. I really don't. So
Get
I'm
off the
making
fucking internet,
a fundraiser.
Then.
I want to, so my goal is for $300.
But for what? What are you going to do with that
yeah,
money?
Yeah, bullying needs to stop.
Are you going to pay off the bully? Wouldn't that be brilliant? All right, I will give you $300 if you stop bullying me. I raise this money.
What the fuck is it?
I don't understand what she's doing with the money, though.
I put my goal for $300. I'm trying to raise money for a fundraiser.
But for what?
Every day people commit suicide due to bullies. I've been bullied online constantly, which was recently. I've been told to go kill myself multiple times, but did I do it? Nope, because I'm stronger than they think. I don't know if $300 is enough for a fundraiser.
I don't know what are you funding?
I want to create a fundraiser. This is a fundraiser. She says it's a fundraiser.
That's pretty fun. Hey, how's that razor work? I'll tell you what. It shaves like shit, but it's fun.
I want to create a fundraiser. Well, it raises the fun to a new level. Okay. And have people ask about bullying, because bullying seriously needs to stop. I want to make a stand. I want bullies to stop. I've been bullied all my life. I'm almost 20. This is the dumbest fucking fundraiser I've ever seen.
I mean, she needs to say, like, I'm donating this money to some kind of organization. Like, I don't know. But did she think she gets to pocket that money?
Did she?
But I don't even... It makes no sense.
And she didn't even put, like, the right... She goes, here's my GoFundMe link. And it goes to the homepage where you log in.
Yeah, well, I guess she's not getting any money. She's going to be sorely disappointed.
She might have took it down already or something.
Could be.
Oh, my God. She's so stupid. You can't just say, I'm raising money for a fundraiser.
She needs to take some tips from Mr. Scott Buchanan, because he knows how to make money from the internet.
Mm-hmm.
He has a thing or two to say about that.
That is true. I mean, that guy knows what he's doing.
Listen, I've been scamming people on the internet for years. So give me, you give me a call, and I'll help you out. Here you go.
Yeah, we don't have any Skype pin in this.
No.
Room. I mean, I guess I could go back in the archives.
Nah.
He doesn't put new shit out anymore.
Play. Poor Skype.
I had one up, but it disappeared. So I'm just gonna. I don't feel like looking for
that
it again.
That sucks.
For some reason, I think it's a conspiracy. His links are constantly disappearing on me. I don't understand why. Yeah. So that's just, it's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, bums me out, because I like doing my Scott Buchanan impression.
I mean, I could look for it.
And the other day, I found out that I could do a, whatever that dude's name is from Seinfeld.
Hey.
That was pretty good.
I'm Putty from Seinfeld. Hey.
You need to work on some,
I don't know what he says.
Material, though.
Yeah. I don't know whatever does. That's the problem.
Well, he's got a lot of commercials that you can listen
to. Yeah, what am I? I'm going
to
do an Allstate commercial?
Why not?
You need car insurance.
What's the fucking point of that?
What about that guy ordering something at McDonald's?
Hey, do you guys have Big Macs?
Well, yeah, this is McDonald's. That's pretty much, that's our thing.
All right, yeah, I'll have one of those.
But do you want the meal or?
No. I said Big Mac.
That's it? Do you want anything to drink with that?
No.
Yeah, there you go. It's awesome. Awesome impression.
That's pretty good.
I see. I need to start getting that voiceover work.
Did you steal his voiceover? Steal his voiceover?
Yeah. And plus, I could do other shit.
All right, I found the one I was going to play.
Oh, my God. So unprofessional today.
Good morning, fellow Goatus. How you doing this morning?
Fellow Goatus.
Well, I tell you, the world just gets worse and worse out there. Man, I was reading a story about this 22-year-old babysitter who pled guilty to murdering a 23-month-old kid.
What?
23-year-old son. I mean, kid. Because it wasn't her son. Yeah. She called it a son.
True. She was babysitting this little
babysitting.
Boy. And this little boy kept on crying and crying. And she couldn't handle it anymore, so she decided she was going to get mean.
She decided
to pull a chair out from underneath this kid, causing him to hit his head, which made him actually cry more. And
he sounds like he was there. He knows everything about it.
Listen. Okay, so she took his toy away, and he hit his head, and then, listen, I was in the other room, but, yeah, whatever.
She decided to pick up this kid, carry it around the house, wanging his head into other hard objects, making him cry more and more, of course. Well, finally she couldn't take it anymore, so she decided to cover his mouth and cover his nose until he stopped breathing. So she pled guilty, and instead of this stupid, idiotic judge giving her the 50 years that he was going to give her, he only gave her 5 years in prison and said that she is required to pay at least $1 for the rest of her life to the charity of her choice. What kind sentence is that? Come on.
Scott, you need to check your sources, because I'm not even sure if that's a real thing. Just because you say it, that doesn't really sound right to me. Even the story of the murder?
So-called
doesn't really,
murder.
Yeah, it doesn't really kind of fit. So he just might be like on the internet searching nonsense, and this shit comes up and he just buys into it right away. Did you hear what happened? There's a war on Christmas. You know, like shit, like he just sees that and he thinks it's a real thing. He really thinks like people are like shooting people wearing Santa Claus hats.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know, Scott.
Next up, we have from the Colbert Report, your friend Henry Rollins helps him sing Carol the Bells.
I've seen some of his spoken word.
Some, because you fell asleep.
I did fall asleep at one, yeah.
So you,
I was
pretty tired. That's why you saw some. You would have saw it all.
I really did. I fucking fell asleep in his spoken word.
You're like, you were close up to him. What if he would have saw you? Hey!
I know. He's a big dude. They were like, well, fuck, that'd be interesting, man.
He seems really intense.
He does.
Like, it's a guy that you have to, like, walk in eggshells around, it seems like.
And he's a cool guy, but I guess, like, Adam Carolla has described it as he's cheating.
Yeah.
Because you classify yourself as just doing spoken word. Meanwhile, he's kind of just doing stand-up, but now you don't have to be really funny because you're not calling yourself a comedian. You're not saying you're doing stand-up. So that really is a cheat. Like, I'm just doing spoken word. I'm just going up here and talking.
That's what I'm
going to
do with
And you're
music.
Trying to do, you know, you're trying to have, like, funny and interesting things, like a stand-up would, but you just call it something else. You're not held to the same standard.
I'm going
to
do that with music, because that way...
Spoken music? What do you call it?
I'll call it a spoken word, but then I'll play songs, and people are like, you're shitty. Like, hey, I didn't say this was a concert.
Yeah, it's spoken word. I'm not even singing.
Anyways, here's Colbert and him singing...
Everyone's loving it, apparently.
Colbert's wearing like a big sweater with a C on it.
For cunt?
Play for Colbert.
A very Rollins Christmas. Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young
Merry Christmas.
With joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air.
Oh, how they pound words in the sand, oh, they filling the
town. This reminds me of that shitty... What is that? Those Christmas... During Christmas, those guys come around.
Oh, the orchestra guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good, though.
I don't fucking care.
But they're good.
I'm sure it's fine. I'm not interested. What are their names?
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, they're really good, though. They're really good
musicians.
Well,
does that mean they're transgendered?
No, Trans-Siberian.
Trans-Siberian, yeah. Do they don't have dicks or something? What's
Whatever.
Going on with them?
They're good.
One time, a guy invited me to it. He's like, oh, I got an extra ticket. You want to go? I'm like, nah. He's probably offended that I didn't want to, but...
I'd like to go.
But man, I'm so not interested. And this is what they're doing, pretty much.
No, it's not.
Sounds like that.
No, it doesn't.
Sounds like that to me. Don't tell me what it sounds like to me.
How does that sound anything like that?
I don't know. Because it's boring.
It's not boring. It's like McRock.
McRock?
It's like McRock.
It's no. Like if McDonald's did rock. It's McRock. You don't get it? You don't understand? You're fucking dumb.
No.
That Rollins thing? Yeah, it was fine.
No, I don't...
Boring. I don't know.
I don't think it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's fine. Did you like Rollins and Colbert?
Well, no, that was a joke.
Was it funny? Because jokes are traditionally funny.
You didn't think it was funny?
Those fucking guys, did you hear that? They were singing and one guy was almost like rock, but then the other one is doing like traditional Christmas shit. You know I love that. There you go.
I don't understand how you think that Trans-Siberian Orchestra is bad.
Because I don't even like music to begin with, so what don't you get?
I'm trying to find...
This reminds me, this harkens back to our early years of the podcast where you would just search for shit while we're recording. So it's just huge stretches of silence because you're looking on the internet. You're clacking. And then there's like 15 seconds of nothing. Then you're like, huh. Yeah, it says here that...
Right, just the taste. I don't know. I was trying to look for the bell one, but...
Yeah, pretty good.
These are, that's like,
yeah, it didn't sound like it, but like their rocking shit sounded like it to me.
Yeah, you'd think that
their most famous one would be easier to find.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently not.
But whatever. I think they're pretty good. Next up, your favorite vlogger has an important announcement to make.
That fucking cunt, Sphere of Fashion. As soon as I hear that nonsense, I knew it's her.
So Fear of Fashion is a big announcement.
I'm going to be taking a break.
Let me tell you a little story.
Okay.
When I was in the first grade, we had to write a story, every single kid in my class. And you had to combine a few things and create like a new creature or an animal. So the first two animals that came to my head were a bald eagle and a fish. And so I wrote a story called The Happy Bald Eagle Fish. And
that's,
I remember everyone else's stories being like two or three
pages long.
She's
a creative genius.
And mine being nine or something like that, because I got so into it and I loved it.
Yeah, because you know what? I'm better than other people.
I already love stories.
And
I think
just,
my mom
I just wanted to show
books
it.
Books every night, or my dad would read to me sometimes because he still lived with us back then. And I just fell in love with it. And so at a very early age, I started writing little stories. I think actually.
I know, you're fucking. You're a talent. That's your announcement? That you're a talent?
This is this notebook that I had in the fourth or fifth grade, and I wrote a story. It's still in here. Look.
No one tore it out. My mom didn't find it and tear out the pages. It's still in there.
I like wrote on all these papers.
Look how great it was in fourth grade.
Oh my god, it's very long. It has.
Yeah, she needs to show everyone.
22 pages.
You know what? This reminds me of what you did, because you wrote a story when you were a kid, and then you posted it on here, and we read it.
I think it was
because you needed to show everyone how talented you were. You're kid. You are a Sephira Fashion.
Like
you are a Sephira Fashion.
I don't think that's what we did. I think we
I don't know.
But pretty much when I was younger, when I grew up, my plan was to be an author. And that really only stopped when I started making YouTube videos, because I used to have a lot of dreams. I wanted to grow up and be a singer.
What's, does she, is there an announcement that she's going to start writing again? Like, that's like we give a fuck?
I wanted to be an author. And so when YouTube happened, I think I just thought, oh, you're doing this now, you can only do one thing, and so all those other things, they're not possible.
No, listen,
when in reality,
don't limit yourself.
YouTube opens up so many doors to do so many things. You know, I have a t-shirt line. I sell these necklaces online. And so the 12-year-old girl who kind of cut off all of her dreams for a while
cut off her fucking head.
A lot of YouTubers write books, whether they are autobiographies or they're something that is just kind of connected to
yeah,
the
whatever.
So
what are you gonna do?
Cookbooks, people do funny
books. I was a Fear of Fashion cook. I want a Scott Buchanan cookbook.
And then some
already
write
sells
novels,
those.
But a lot of the time,
well, yeah,
really
but
write,
this okay, these are a little bit different. These are gonna be my own personal recipes
online,
okay?
And so it's still pretty much connected
mac and cheese,
to the channel.
And
I'm not
cheese.
Saying that what I want to write isn't connected, but it's very different. It's something that I hope would be able to stand alone. And so. Yeah,
am I crazy? Or does it sound like there's a Geiger counter going off in the background?
Very radioactive in her.
I'm completely alone.
I'm glad, because she'll be dead soon, that means. The radiation. The radiation levels in her room are off the fucking charts.
And it started out just being a short story, and then I got to the end of it, and it could be a short story. It's very sweet and nice. But then I was like, this could just be a first chapter.
I want to read this shit. I bet you it's so
bad. I'm if it's anything like how she speaks, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Like hundreds of pages.
That's what it irritates me about her. She is talentless. Absolutely talentless.
Yeah.
Somehow she connived a bunch of young girls into being her fan on YouTube and makes a bit of a living off of it. But other than that, what has she done?
I'm not sure if she makes a living.
Well, I
don't know.
She makes like... I forgot I looked up. But
the thing is, you know, some of that shit is a
she
lie,
makes like 20,
too.
She might make $20,000 a year doing it, maybe.
And that's probably inflated. So if it said $20,000, she probably makes close to $10,000 to $15,000.
It's like, man, And she's got such a, like, she's got such an inflated
such
sense of...
Such a fucking ego.
She really does think she...
Everything she does
she
is awesome.
She's
oh my God, I found this notebook from when I was a kid. Everyone's going to want to read this because even when I was a kid, it fucking shone through how talented I was, how much better than everyone else I was. Because, listen, everyone else in my class did like one or two pages because they're fucking nothings. They're peasants. Me, on the other hand, me, awesome me, I did nine.
She's an
pages.
Egomaniac. She thinks she's
yeah.
A, she considers herself a YouTube. She posts shit. YouTube star Safira Howell or whatever.
That's how she titles it because she is a YouTube star.
No, she's not. You know how many people have? She has 119,000 subscribers, which in the world of YouTube isn't shit.
Yeah,
that's nothing.
That's low end.
That's nothing. Yeah, that's impressive. I'd love it if I had that.
Yeah,
many.
I mean, like, sure, I'd like it. Yeah, but
I'm not gonna post shit every day telling people how great I am because I have 100,000 followers.
You have those YouTubers who get fucking millions.
Yeah,
all those video game guys—they're the ones who get all the numbers.
But she thinks she's such a big. Do you think anyone's gonna give a shit about these? First of all, young people don't read books.
Yeah,
so
they
her
don't.
Demographic.
They're barely literate most of the time. Try reading, like actually sitting there reading a book out loud. Holy shit, people cannot read.
And you know, you can't just write a book when you who's gonna publish this shit?
Well, actually, these days, you know, you can publish it yourself, some internet online things. It doesn't really mean anything.
About
she'll
it,
publish her own book and sell it on her own website.
I was learning to write
proud.
As I wrote, you know, so the beginning
learning
of the book
to write
sucks.
As I wrote.
The end of the book is amazing, and no one would want to read it because the first 200 pages suck, but, I mean, the end is good, so at least I learned something. But no one reached out to me. There was no publisher, no literary agent. And I'm going to do this all on my own. I think that's
one surprise.
Of the why I really gave up on
so the,
writing for a
the
long
end
time.
Of the book she wrote is really awesome.
When you're younger, you think, oh,
she knows it's awesome.
I'm going to be an author. But then you find out.
So here's my big announcement. I'm going to write a book, which anyone can do. You and I can do it.
Yeah.
You
know, and
your cousin can do it.
Anyone can publish it themselves.
Yeah, put
there
on a
are,
PDF.
There are things in place now.
You can post it on Amazon.
I know. I go on my Kindle, and I can fucking find the book that I wrote. Look, everyone does it now. But congratulations.
You wrote a book?
Oh, yeah.
We should write a book.
I know. Well, you know what? Remember we wanted to do, like, some kind of book on, like, being awkward, and we'd have, like, all our kind of stories?
Yeah.
Like, we could do that. And we have a shitload of stories about all our awkwardness.
Straight to me. Next up, we have another, a different YouTuber we never listened to before. It's a little girl.
Hi! I'm a little girl.
It's funny, because...
And I'm funny.
This little girl has 102,000 subscribers.
Shit.
This video has 75,000 views.
She's bigger than Safira
she's
Fashion.
She's bigger than Safira Fashion.
It's just hard to do, according
and she's
to
she's probably
Fashion.
Like 8 or 9, I would say. I don't know. I can't tell how old she is.
She's a big deal.
She might be 12. Anyway, she, back on December 11th, put out her Christmas wish list. And, man, little kids are fucking self-centered pricks these days. Like, why would you put your Christmas list wish list on YouTube?
Are you hoping someone else is going to buy it for you?
Well, that's what a wish list is, right? You're not buying it for yourself.
Well, no, because hot chicks put their wish list on the internet because they want dudes to buy them shit. I don't think a little girl has the same motivation.
You know, I don't think...
It might be... Is it like some kind of Santa Claus thing? I mean, she's a little kid.
Why don't
like,
she's
maybe,
that little?
If she's like 8... Some people believe Santa Claus until,
Hi,
like, for fucking 12.
Hi, everyone. This is the first official video of Carly Reese's new YouTube channel. And as you know, I'm Carly from Our Family Nest, which is my family's
okay.
channel.
What's Our Family Nest? Is that a... Oh, well, like, do her parents have a
That's
YouTube channel?
That's why she has so many. No. I think it's a family channel show. This is her intro to her channel. Not
oh.
YouTube channel. And as you know, I'm Carly from Our Family Nest, which is my family's channel. And
I guess, well, no,
no, she's at our family's channel. So I think her family has a YouTube channel, and now she branched off. Yeah, that's why she has all that shit. Because it says they on the other show they said, oh, by the way, little what's her face is gonna do her own thing.
Hi, today I want to show you guys. So
let's see, Our Family Nest. I don't know about.
Whatever, like we're interested.
We are a Michigan family of 6 making daily videos on YouTube. Love to record is our motto. Consists of different videos, vlogs, funny challenges, travel, do-it-yourself projects.
All
right. So I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Mm.
They have 351,000 subscribers. Anyways.
They're like triple the size of Saphira Fashion, which I like.
Yeah. Anyone who beats out Saphira Fashion in her novel writing. Anyway, so here's...
Or anyone who likes hitting microphones.
Anyway, so here's Carly Reese.
I love it.
From Our Family Nest. And two things we've never heard of in our life.
Yeah, I know.
But
all these YouTube stars, no one's ever fucking heard of them.
It's funny that you could be... What a time we live in where you can be, quote, famous, and the majority of the population never have
you know
and never
what it
will
is?
Hear of you.
YouTube
what
has...
What are the chances that your father ever hears about Our Family Nest?
Zero.
Or Saphira Fashion.
Also zero. Now, YouTube has gone the way of pornography, where if you're in porn, if you're a porn actor or actress, you are a porn star.
That's a good point, Mark.
So, YouTube, if you're on YouTube at all... You are a YouTube star.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Anyways, here's our list.
So, hi everyone. It's Carly Reese and my polar bears. And today, I was going to show a dude decorating my bedroom for
Christmas. Dude decorating her bedroom for Christmas? I got this guy. He's going to fuck
She's going to work on her.
Yeah.
And...
You get that all that smacking.
Smith. But this year I'm not going to because next year we are planning on getting a new house and I'm hoping to have a bigger bedroom and then I will decorate it.
Wait a minute. So today she's not going to decorate her bedroom this year for Christmas because next year for Christmas they're going to have a different house? Were you planning on leaving those decorations up all year?
I don't know. Well, the room's too small now, but they've made so much money from the YouTube, I guess, that they're buying the new Our Family Nest mansion.
If Saphira Fashion with 100,000 viewers or whatever, subscribers, can make 20 grand a year, these guys are triple the size.
Yeah.
So they have like 60 grand coming in every year.
With you, what is on my Christmas list? So I have a few magazines.
You want magazines for Christmas?
I'm
going
to shop at.
Reasonable.
Justice, Pottery Barn. Oh, Pottery Barn. Pink. And Ulta, which is makeup.
Oh, that shit I don't know, but she just wants clothes for Christmas?
So... First,
now she's just thumbing through a magazine.
On my family channel, yesterday, we posted about a fashion show of Justice. I put a heart around this shirt right here and this pink sweatshirt.
Man, people must like being bored. I know. I mean, I'm sure she's a cute kid.
A lot on this page.
I haven't seen her, but I mean, she kind of has to be.
I love plain shirts, and then I wrote tank tops.
But, I mean, it's real. There's like, you know, it's boring. There's nothing there. Like, why would you watch it?
It's got 75,000 views and over 1,100 comments.
I mean, like I said, I guess you're getting the spillover from her family shit. They go from there, there's a link, and then they go to her, and they watch. And, oh, that's cute. Hey, you're so cute. Oh, yeah, I hope you get all your presents. But what assholes are watching her family shit in the first place? Because you can imagine what it is. I don't need to see it ever, but I'm sure what I imagine is exactly what it is.
It's mostly her, it seems like. I look at all these videos, she's like in every one. She's like the star of the family, I think.
I don't know. My son just wants video game shit. He doesn't want any clothes from Justice. Doesn't want to be part of any fashion show.
I like clothes. Anyways, I don't know if you heard this, Mark, but this is the teaser trailer for Fuller House, which comes out February 26th on Netflix.
Have mercy.
How rude.
Cut it out.
By the way, before it goes, it's mostly just like a montage of pictures, and you hear their voices and like voiceover of them. Yeah. But the premise of the show is that DJ is a single mom, and she moves back to San Francisco and into her dad's house, who that I guess he just owned the house and just didn't live there anymore. And she moves in, and she's gonna get help from her sister, the one with the big tits. I forget her name. What was the other sister's name?
Darlene?
No.
That was from...
The one that was a drug addict. And Kimmy,
Stephanie.
And Kimmy Gibbler is going to help her, too. Kimmy Gibbler's got a teenage daughter who's just like the Kimmy Gibbler
Yeah,
was.
Reincarnation.
Yeah, of course. And there's no... The Olsen twins are living in New York City doing fashion stuff, so they're never on the show. But there is going to be some cameos by Dave Coulier, John Stamos, Lori Loughlin, and
Bob Saget.
So that's the storyline. It comes out on the 26th.
You know what? Not fucking interested. I'll watch the first episode.
I'll watch. It's just sort of for nostalgic sake. Look at the set. It'll look exactly the same.
Well, the furniture's going to be different, I hope. Like, how old is this shit?
Yeah. Anyways, here we go.
I know they say you can't go home again.
Do they say that?
Yeah. I just had to come back one last time. I know you don't.
Where are these voiceovers? I don't need to hear this song.
Nash, it feels good to be back. Hey, can someone help me with these boxes?
I'll grab little Tommy. Hey, Jesse, can you help DJ?
I'm trying. Max, the hair, huh?
Yeah, Max, cut it out.
Oh, I didn't know that was coming.
Jackson, can you watch your brother? I gotta find the keys.
Yeah, I got them.
No, I should have got movers.
Deej, you don't need movers. You got us.
Because they're so fucking ripped, they could lift heavy shit.
We got family.
No, listen, man. You're family, but you're weak as fuck. I got a sectional couch over here. You gonna bring that in? You and your old ass?
So Barack Dubs has decided they're gonna put some clips together of Barack Obama singing Hotline Bling, the big hit.
Is this part of Full House?
No.
You used to call me
on my cell phone late night when you need my love.
Call me on my cell phone.
Obama's all right.
Late night when you need my love.
And
I know
when that hotline
bling,
that can
only mean one thing.
I know
when that hotline
bling, that can
only mean one thing.
Man, how much work did this guy put into it?
A lot.
He had to find, like, every word in the song.
Every fucking speech.
He must love Obama. Loves Obama or really hates him.
I don't know.
To be able to watch that many Obama videos.
Video. Got a reputation for yourself now.
Everybody, I think Obama, after his terms up, he has another career ahead of him.
Because ever since I left this city,
it's not bad.
Started wearing less and going out more.
Yeah, so that's how. Hotline Bling has been in the top five has basically been the same for weeks. It's like Adele, Hello. Hello, Adele. Number two is Sorry by Justin Bieber. Hotline Bling that we just heard by Drake. What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber. Love Yourself by Justin Bieber. The Hills, The Weeknd. And number seven is this song, Stitches by Shawn Mendes. And I've never heard this song.
Yeah, I've never heard the name. I remember when I was a boy, my friend cut himself. And he just, it didn't look that bad, but he started crying and going carrying on. And he was a little too old to be doing that. And he was just saying, I don't want to get stitches. I don't want to get stitches.
Now I need
my old friend Ivan.
This song is horrible.
Boring.
Yeah.
Got a feeling that I'm going under.
But you know what? I'm a fan of song clapping. So.
He's gonna yell at me like Justin Bieber did.
Yeah, you're kind of offbeat. You know, I have heard this song before.
Not very good.
It's fine. You know, the same shit. Who cares?
Number seven in the country. And our last pop clips before Christmas. By the way, tomorrow's the big Christmas special. So gather around with your family tomorrow and tune into us doing that.
Mm-hmm. Hold hands.
Special guests and stuff like that.
Maybe that guy from Seinfeld. Hey, I'm here.
Scott Buchanan will be there. The guy from Seinfeld. Harvey Firestein will be there.
Any voice I can think of. Maybe Wanda Sykes.
Mark's mom character.
Yep. Carlos. French Perry might show up. It's
French
been a
Perry
while.
Well, he's in mourning over the Paris attack.
Yeah.
He's not so arrogant anymore. We should have said he died in the attack. I guess you can't really
French
joke
Perry's
about stuff, but... French Perry has some sad news to report.
French Perry died of the Paris attacks. He was home visiting.
Next up. So anyways, Christmas is coming up. Here's our Christmas song of the week. Britney Spears with the song My Only Wish This Year.
It's funny. It's like, you don't hear about her anymore, but man, she still makes a shitload of money from her old stuff.
No, she's got her Vegas show. She's got a Vegas residency.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But man, she makes a shitload of cash. Yeah, but you still don't hear about her. But she makes a fucking living.
I like her.
Good for her. No, I like her too.
I'd hang out with her.
I'd like to have sex with her. Santa, can you hear me? Other than that.
I'm trying to... These days, I'm trying to hate people less for no reason. Like,
why?
I don't know, because this is... It's not healthy.
Why do you think?
I
don't think so.
I think it does affect your
I know,
overall
I know
you, health.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, you know, we look...
We'll see. We'll see.
You don't think, if you were to line it up, a person who's happy, not happy, but not like bitter and angry all the time compared to someone who is, you don't think that, which one would you think would live longer?
I still, it's a fucking toss-up.
I don't think so. It's not true.
Yeah.
It's a scientific fact that stress will shorten your life, and that's stressful to be that angry all the time.
I don't know. You can't compare two people. Maybe
yes,
if
you can.
Maybe if you're doing twin studies.
In large numbers, you can.
If you were doing twin
Dude,
studies,
Dude, if you do
I
a study of a million
it.
People, there's going to be a trend, and you can go by that.
Well,
it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to die young because of that factor, but it means that there's a more likely chance that you will.
Well, get to work on it. We'll see if it pans out for you.
All right, I need a grant. I'm going to ask Bruce Wayne, like in the first Batman, and then he'll say... Alfred, get this guy a grant.
I can't do that, but I can give you a Hugh Grant.
That's how I learned what a grant meant in the first Batman. Batman 1990 Batman.
The classic.
Anyways, this is another song about a girl needing a dude for Christmas that feminists get all pissed off about.
Yeah. Well, they like getting angry. You know what? Tell them they're all going to die sooner. Because they love getting agitated over everything in society.
Based on my calculations, they're going
to
die sooner.
Yeah, feminists, you're not long for this world. You need to calm your asses down. Or do you think they would take that as a threat? Apparently, Mike Klein Jr. is threatening us. He says we're going to die.
Anyways, go to HachoWizKids.com.
That just adds to their
Anyways, go to HachoWizKids.com.
Yeah, HachoWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend. He's here, he's all alive.